Good morning again. I missed you last week. I tried to watch the live stream, but I was driving and it wasn't a good idea. So we need to talk for a minute about the bishop's gathering tonight at Liverpool UMC. In February 2019, our denomination will vote on how we will move forward in regard to the inclusion of LGBTQ people. Honestly, no matter what is decided, some churches and/or individuals will leave us. Dale Fryer found a great video by Adam Hamilton and Bishop Schnazy created to explain the history and current situation of the denomination in regard to LGBTQ people. In the talk, Hamilton, through statistics, explains that about 80% or more within the United Methodist Church would be happy to live and worship together even if they disagree on the inclusion of LGBTQ people, as long as others' views are not pushed onto them. There is quite a middle ground. I have posted this video to our Facebook page if you'd like to see it. And if you don't have Facebook, I can email the video to you. After watching it, I signed up on the website Hamilton recommended called unitingmethodists.com. As a supporter of the middle ground, where those who would like to officiate same-gender weddings would be allowed, but not forced to, and LGBTQ persons could be ordained through the same process as you or I. This website is basically written proof how many United Methodists will be able to live into the one church plan. This will inform delegates as they vote in February 2019. One of the things I have always respected about the Reconciling Ministry Network is their insistence of having all voices at the table, even the voices that disagree with their own view. The gathering tonight will be our bishop, Bishop Webb, sharing with us the latest on the commission on the way forward. Please attend if you're able. I believe some of our delegates from our annual conference will be there to hear people's thoughts. I'm bringing this up as information and also because today we are talking about the spirit of compassion. Clearly, the only way for our denomination is through the spirit of compassion. We need to strive for unity across diversity, making sure voices are at the uncomfortable and awkward table. And we are not hurtful to a whole group of people while claiming to be Christ-like. This applies to our local churches as well. A couple of years ago, this congregation signed onto the Charter for Compassion. Does anyone know where this signed document now stands? Where? Yes. So near the side door, some of us call it peel entrance, at the top of the stairs right outside of this sanctuary. So if you want to check out that signed Charter for Compassion and what we signed on to, please feel free to check that out after worship. With our scripture, okay, so we signed this Charter for Compassion with our scripture from today as a guiding force. Love God. And love your neighbor as yourself. Compassion is a common thread within all of the world's major religions. Somehow, compassion sounds like a no-brainer until we have to live it. It seems many of us struggle first with loving ourselves. And therefore, it's challenging to extend that compassion to others. I personally find many people, day in and day out, who struggle with their self-worth. Last week, we talked about God creating and calling it all good, including human beings. Given this, how can we be more compassionate to ourselves? What spiritual practice may we tap into to let go of negative things we think about ourselves? And if God created all things and called it good, how might we remember this and see the good in others in our everyday life? Our call to worship is quite different this series. You may be thinking, yes, it is, and I can't wait for it to be over. And some of you might be thinking, yes, it is, and I've learned so much about myself and others already. Well, I loved the liturgy from last week that accompanied our call to worship, that accompanied the motions of turning. Do you happen to remember that liturgy? If you think way back 7 days ago, I don't know how I remember. It must just be that I loved it. It said something like this. We get used to our own perspective and see things only one way or one direction. When we turn, or maybe even turn over a new leaf, we have an opportunity to see things from a new perspective. How many of you looked at stained glass windows you haven't looked at before or recently? We have lovely, lovely stained glass windows. We may see things in a new way or a new point of view. This doesn't necessarily mean our beliefs totally change, but it means we have compassion and respect for another's beliefs. I find this idea lovely and unexpected. This worship series is called Sacred Earth, Sacred Worth, so I can't neglect to draw our attention to the spirit of our compassion for our earth. What can we do to show compassion for our earth? We are hearing groans from earth, aren't we? The earth is really trying hard to get our attention so that we do something. I mean, do something differently and quickly. I'm really proud of our outreach team who has compassion for our earth and has taken a stand against plastic cutlery. They are working hard to green our breakfast, our big breakfast. They've started by having us use silverware instead of plasticware. It is a beginning, and I'm really proud of them and their determination. This week, I was watching a morning show as I was getting ready for work, and I heard something about Hurricane Michael that stopped me in my tracks. A local asked about how the federal government was responding, and this person said the answer was that the federal government is around, but the churches are the ones who are truly there for us on a day-to-day basis. The churches, with all their different doctrine and disagreements, are the ones there when it really counts. Our text today, which is the essence of our beliefs, Jesus' words out of Jesus' mouth. Love God with all your heart, with all your being, with all your mind, with all your strength. And love your neighbor as yourself. Your neighbor who may look like you or nothing like you. your neighbor whose mansion or shack was destroyed by a hurricane, your neighbor who is gay or straight, your neighbor who is hungry or homeless due to hurricane force winds or life circumstance, your neighbor who has a story just like you and I have a story. Somehow, when the church is needed, we are up for the task because our compassion is our guiding force. The evening of November 18th, we have a combined Thanksgiving worship service with the other United Methodist churches. It's going to be at Gethsemane. At that service, we will take a collection for the Disaster Relief Fund. This is a small act of compassion compared to the folks at the site of the hurricane cleanup. But we will be helping support their efforts. What the world needs now is love, sweet love. The spirit of compassion at every new turn of perspective is the only answer when Jesus shares with us the two greatest commandments. Number one, love God. Number two, love your neighbor as and yourself. We'll conclude with a little exercise. I'd like you to find a blank space on your bulletin or on another piece of paper and a pen or pencil. You're going to like it. Just do it. Sometimes I get away with saying that at home, too. So I'm going to say these two questions for the answers you're going to write down. And if you don't remember them, it's okay because they're going to go up on the screen, okay? So I'd like you to write down two things. First, write down, you don't have to write the question down unless you need to write it down to remember. What fills you up with love and compassion? What fills you up with love and compassion? That's the first one. And the second, how might you find more compassion for yourself or for another person? How might you find more compassion for yourself or another person? So we'll have some background music through a video called What the World Needs Now. And then we'll have a few moments of silence with the questions up on the screen so we can reflect on our answers.
But for everyone, Lord, we don't need another mountain. There are mountains and hillsides enough to climb.
There are oceans and rivers
enough to cross,
enough to last,
enough to last
till the end of time.
What the world
you have time to reflect on your answers as you move through your week. And I'll conclude with Amen.